John chapter 4. You know, as I was looking at this morning, you know, in John chapter 4, it begins talking about that Jesus didn't baptize anyone. The disciples baptized. And the Lord was speaking to me about it this morning. He said, how can the water baptize them in water? He was the Spirit. He's the one that baptizes us in the Holy Ghost. Amen? With Holy Ghost and fire. Amen? And, you know, and this is an interesting account of Jesus is tired and he's wearied. And he's sitting at the well. And there's a woman of Samaria that's coming to draw water. And the Jews didn't have anything to do with the Samaritans. And the woman was overwhelmed that Jesus would talk to her, that would even communicate with her. And the adversary so many times makes people feel that they're not worthy to be communicated with. But God says that he loves everyone. And until the bell rings and the fight is finished, it isn't over. And God's got a plan. He's going to do some mighty and wonderful things in our midst. Amen? Yeah, Jesus just got this woman's attention. He said, the water I'll give will spring up in you living water. And what he has to give, all of us need. And what he has to give, the world needs. And the world needs, God uses us to be vessels to share with the world. Amen? But I think it's interesting. Where I want to take you today is verse number 12 in John chapter 4. Verse number 28, excuse me. Verse 28. After the woman got revelation from Jesus and encountered encountered Jesus, the word of God says in verse 28, the woman then left her water pot and went her way into the city and saith to the men. Wait a minute. She was so excited that she forgot what she came to the well for. Hello? Do you think it would hurt if we got a little excited about Jesus? That we forget some of our own plans and some of our own intentions and let him be glorified and magnified in and through you and I? He says in verse 29, the word of God says in 29, he says, come and see a man which told me all things that ever I did, is not this the Christ? Then they went out of the city and came unto him. And the meanwhile, his disciples prayed him, saying, Master, eat. But he said unto them, I have meat to eat that you know not of. Therefore said the disciples one to another, have any man brought him aught to eat? And Jesus saith unto them, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months. Yeah, I'm the one preaching. You're all right. It's okay. Stuff happens. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Just think, he could have been reading something else. Hallelujah. Thank God that the voice is here. And I guess the Lord's saying a double voice. You better listen to what he has to say today. Amen. I think God has something he wants to get into our hearts and lives today. I believe that God wants you and I to recognize there's a world that's lost and dying and going to hell, and we have the answer. His name is Jesus. I think God wants to say to you and I today that he's looking for the church to arise. He's looking that. He says, bride, wake up. Wake up, bride. You're not a sleeping bride. Arise. Amen. Arise. God has come to give us life in the abundance thereof. We have some good news for a lost and dying world. Amen. Hallelujah. Not in the message, but the Holy Spirit just said it, according to John. Hallelujah. But in verse 35, he says, say not ye that there are yet 4 months, and then cometh the harvest? Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, they are white already to harvest. But today, I want to take you to verse 29 for the message this morning. The Lord said, the word of God says, the woman from the well of Samaria just went to the city of Samaria and said, come and see a man which told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ? You know, it's kind of interesting. It's kind of interesting because it's only talking about Jesus says, she said, where's your husband? She said, I didn't have a husband. And the Lord said, you've had 5 husbands. And the one you're with is not your husband. But that wasn't all, told me everything. You know, matter of fact, in John 21:25, it says, if it all was written what Jesus did, the books of the world wouldn't even hold it. But Jesus gave us enough to give us a desire and make us thirsty for more. Hello? Hey, you know, if you're not thirsty, you're not going to drink. Sometimes if you're not going through something, you don't need an answer. Sometimes when we're going through something, we get dry and thirsty, and we seek some water, we get some fresh water. Amen? God wants to pour out. What the Lord wants to speak to us today about is this. Mobilize to materialize. In other words, we're looking for the manifestation of God in a supernatural way, and God says it will not materialize until we mobilize. The Lord is not slack concerning his promises like some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to us, not willing that any should perish, but that all would come to repentance. The Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which is lost. Amen? Amen. I thank God that we're saved. Amen. I thank God that we're redeemed. I thank God for what he's done. But he has something to say to us today. He's called us to witness, to waken, and it has in there not to wonder. I don't want you wondering, to wonder, but they're all... There's a lot that are wondering what the answer is, and we have the answer. Amen? So let's lift our word up today and make a declaration. Let's see what the Lord wants to say to us through the preaching and teaching of his word today. Can we come in agreement here? Repeat after me. Say, I believe this is the written word of God. God wrote this word to me. I am what God's word says I am. I can have everything God says I can have. I can be who God says I can be. Today, I will hear God's word. My life will never be the same. Speak to me, Lord, for I'm listening. My ears are open. My heart is attentive. Thank you, Jesus, for choosing me. In Jesus' name, amen. So, Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you that you sent it here today to accomplish what you sent it to do. So, Father, speak through me today. May each and every one that's gathered here and that's on the website hear from you and not from me. You sent your word to heal, to restore, to reconcile, to renew, to refresh, to rekindle. Father God, rekindle the fire in us, Father God. Get us excited about you, Father God. And may that excitement overflow in our workplaces and our families and wherever we're at, Father God. So, Lord, we thank you for what you're going to do in our hearts and lives today. And we'll never cease to give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. First and foremost, the woman said this. The woman at the well of Samaria, she went to the city of Samaria and she just invited them to come. Just invite them to come. In other words, you know, we can share the gospel, we can tell people about Jesus, but all God's asking you to do today is invite them to come. To invite them to come. We shared this morning, how many have seen signs and wonders and miracles in this house? How many have seen people saved in this house? How many have seen people delivered in this house? Amen. Isn't it a time that we start talking about how exciting it is to be in the house of God? Amen. When we get people, we get excited. People will get excited. God's called us to reach Harrisonburg. That's our Jerusalem. He didn't call us to the uttermost parts of the earth and skip Jerusalem. We have our Jerusalem. Amen. Our Harrisonburg in the Rockingham County area belongs to the Lord. We're supposed to be taking that territory back for the kingdom.
Amen.
Amen. So first off, he calls us to be a witness. You know, I could probably teach you, I know I could teach you how to share the gospel and how to lead people to Jesus, but I want you to repeat after me. Come. Let's try that again. Come. You know, all she said to the men of the Samaria is, come and see. Come and see. In other words, we want to get them to the house and let God manifest himself and minister to their hearts and lives. And guess what? The Holy Ghost will meet them right where they're at.
Amen.
Amen. The love of God will saturate their hearts and their lives. So first he called us to witness. Let's try witnessing again. Could you come? Try that. Could you come to Greatest Freedom Ministries? The sisters speaking the truth.
Yes, amen.
Because if they come to Greatest Freedom Ministries, they're only going to hear the word of God.
Amen.
They're not going to hear my opinion. They're not going to hear my thoughts. They're going to hear his thoughts and his opinion and his word.
Amen.
Amen. It's all about him. I'm not saying, when we say come and see a man, it's not come and see Carl. Jesus is the man. Amen. She was inviting them to come and see Jesus, not to come and see Carl Sly. They're coming to see Jesus. Amen. So first he's called us to witness. I don't know. I might get excited preaching it. Psalm 66, verse number 16. We're training our lips to say, come. Would you please come? The psalmist says, come and hear, all ye that fear God, and I will declare what he have done for my soul. Amen. I don't know about you, but God's been really good to me. Amen. I mean, he has been so good to me. Amen. And I've witnessed what he's done in many of the lives in this room, and he's been so good to you also. Amen. He's done some great and mighty things. Amen. With this in mind, this come in Acts chapter 4. Let me ask you something. How many in here would like to see some more musicians up on the platform? How many of you would like to see a youth ministry here ministering to the youth? How many of you would like to see a young adult ministry here in this church? How many of you would like to see a men's ministry or a woman's ministry or a ministry to the retired people or a ministry to every need that's here? You know how this takes place? Invite people to come and see.
Amen.
Amen. You know, God has all the answers. He's just waiting on us to get in motion. Amen. Amen. We're expecting the manifestation of God. And God said, hey, you want my manifestation? Get mobile. Start reaching people. When you bring people in, I can't help but inhabit it, place, when. Because he's after souls. He's after souls for the kingdom of God. Have you ever noticed when there's really a lot of miracles and things taking place in the body? It's when there's people that are invited in and people are coming to Jesus because he says signs and wonders will follow them that believe.
Yes.
Hallelujah. But then in Acts chapter 4, verse number 19, Just follow what Peter and John said unto them, whether it be right in the sight of God to hearken unto you more than unto God, judge ye. For we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard. It's a partnership. You got the music, she got the Bible verse. We can have a praise service, so you're okay. They're not gonna let the phone's not gonna let you do that. It's all good. See, look at it. People are almost dying to hear what's going on in the service today. They can't wait till you get home. Can we have fun? Amen? In other words, this is a joyous thing. This is a happy message. Yeah, it's kind of interesting. During praise and worship, the mode of the message changed, and God said, I want to step in this direction and do it this way. Amen? In other words, it's joyous. It's celebrating. Amen? There's no condemnation here. God isn't condemning anybody. All he's doing this, with each and every one of us, is challenging you and I to be submissive to his will. Amen? And not just the will in our lives, but the will of God in others' lives. Amen? Because it's not just about us four no more. Amen? And so he says in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse number 13, he says, we have in the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed and therefore have I spoken. We also believe and therefore speak. Many people aren't good talkers and communication, but they use this as a means of communication. Amen? This is our communicator. We communicate to the world. We have the opportunity to communicate and invite, come and see, and testify how good God is. Amen? And it doesn't always have to be with your mouth. Some of you that can't open your mouth, you can sure press your fingers on the phone. And some of you that don't talk personally, I watch the phones and y'all talk a whole lot on here. I mean, you can't really shut y'all up with all the talking that goes on here and the messaging and things. Just kidding. Here you go. Is everybody with me? You know, that woman of Samaria, she was so excited that she encountered Jesus. And I don't know about you, but when you encounter Jesus and he removed your sins as far as the east is from the west, never remembered again, and gave you a brand new start, gave you a do-over, I don't know about you, but that excited me. Hallelujah, hallelujah, because I don't know about you, but I was in a big mess when he found me. Amen. I was all messed up. Amen. And he came in and took that mess and turned it around. It became my message. Amen. It became my testimony. It became my story of God's goodness and his grace and his mercy. And God has a plan in every heart and every life. And every one of us have a network of relationships. And every one of us can meet people in different places. And all first and foremost, as God is saying to you and I, all he's asking us to do is ask people to come and see. Amen? Then all of a sudden, to waken. Amen? When the woman of Samaria went out in John chapter 4, verse 39, the Bible says, and many of the Samaritans of that city believed on him for the saying of the woman which testified, he told me all that ever I did. Amen. That's when the Holy Ghost got into her business. Amen. I don't know about you, but the Holy Ghost will get into your business. Hallelujah. And whatever, there was a city that was changed because of one woman that said, come and see a man that told me all things ever I did. Amen. In other words, there was a, to waken us up, to waken this city, to waken the sleeping bride. And we find later in Acts chapter 6, Acts chapter 8, excuse me. Later in Samaria, here's Philip, verse 5, then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ unto them. And the people with one accord gave heed unto those things which Philip spake, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. For unclean spirits, crying with a loud voice, came out of many that were possessed with them, and many were taken with palsies, and that were lame, were healed. And there was great joy in that city. Amen. How many want to see Harrisonburg celebrating? How many want to see Harrisonburg rejoicing? Amen. How many want to see their family and their relatives coming to Jesus? Come on. Come on, how about, you know, he's the transformer, he's the changer, he's the one that's doing it. Amen. All he's saying for you and I is to trust him. He's going to wake some people up. You know the first thing that God's wanting to wake up? The church. Hello? The church has become apathetic. It's in a place of complacency. Amen. And God wants to stir us up by his spirit. God wants us to get excited about him. You know, I don't know about you, but on Christmas when I was a kid, I couldn't hardly sleep. I had to get up. I'd sneak down and I would look. I had some aunts that would really buy us a lot of presents. And the room would be filled with gifts. And as a child, as a kid, I was excited about getting those presents and seeing all the presents and things. And God wants you and I to get excited because every good gift and perfect gift comes from above, from the Father of lights, whom there's no variableness, neither shadow of turning. God has good gifts he wants to pour out. But he pours them out most of the time in his house. And he's always asking us is to invite people to come and see and meet Jesus. And when they get here, you're going to meet Jesus. Amen. He's going to be offered to them. Amen. Amen. They're going to be loved right where they're at. Amen. Nobody, listen to this. Listen to me. No matter how long you've been serving the Lord, and no matter how righteous and how holy you are, never look down your nose at another because it was by God's grace that you're in the place that you are. God says he loves each and every one. No matter where you're at with your walk with the Lord, he loves you just as much. He has not changed his mind concerning you. He has got work that's taking place in your life. And he tells you and I not to grow weary and well-doing, for in due season we'll reap if we do not faint or we do not give up. God has started something in your lives, and he'll see it through. No matter what it looks like, no matter what it seems like, God has a plan for you, and you're valuable, every last one, and no one's out to get any more greater value than you do. Amen? And I warn you right now, children of God, as God starts bringing these people in that he's bringing in, don't you dare look down your nose at them. You receive them right where they're at, no matter what they look like, no matter what they seems like. You love them right where they're at because God loves them and God has a plan in his life. And if you do not, he'll get you out of their way. Amen. Hallelujah. So many times we'll get them out of my way. No, the Lord will remove you. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. God loves everyone. Yes. Amen. Until that trumpet sounds, there's hope from everybody in the world. Amen. Amen. But first and foremost, what the Father says, what he says in his last days, he is saying right now, he's breathing on the church. He's breathing on the church. He's breathing on the spirit that's within the body of Christ. He's stirring us up. He's stirring us to action. He's stirring us back up to get us on fire for the Lord. Let's get excited about Jesus. Come on. Let's get excited about God. Hallelujah. We should be celebrating him in this house. Hallelujah. Somebody comes in the house. And we're in a place of praise. He said, I don't understand it, sir. I go to concerts and they're all rocking and rolling and getting into the music, and I come into the church and nobody's getting involved. Yes. Hello? Hello? Amen? Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Is anybody breathing in the house? Come on now. Is anybody breathing here today? Hallelujah. Hey, you know who God's speaking to? He's speaking to all of us. Amen. He's speaking to everyone. Amen. He wants us to wake up. Amen. Jesus said in Mark 16, he said, go preach the gospel to every creature. He that believes and baptized shall be saved. In my name you shall cast out devils. You shall speak with new tongues. You shall take up serpents. If you drink any deadly thing, it will not harm you. You shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Now, a lot of the sick want to recover, so what we're calling us to do is go preach the gospel. Oh, you know how we're preaching the gospel? What is God calling us to do today? Come and see. Come and see. Come on. What is he calling us to do? Come and see. 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 Hey, let's fill this place up. Come and see. Come and see. Come and see. Amen. And let me tell you something. The Holy Ghost, just like the woman of Samaria, I'll minister to them right where they're at. And he'll speak to them something that catches them and they know it's just for them. And when you get into God's house, he always hits us somewhere. You know that thing that really gets you right here? Ooh. Is it just me? Hallelujah. Praise God. So, you know, in our text, it also says, thirdly, first to witness, come and see, to waken. Amanda told me everything ever I did. And to wonder. So many wonder, is this not the Christ, was the question that was posed there. Amen. So with that in mind, look with me. I'll find out where I was going, and I'll tell you. Look at me in Matthew chapter 10. Are you with me here? Amen. Are we having fun yet? We're talking about witnessing, come and see, to waken. The church needs to wake up, to waken the world. To wonder. Many people are wondering. Many people in this world are searching in all the wrong places and they're finding all the wrong things. Amen. And we have the answer. Amen. His name is Jesus. So here Jesus challenges us in Matthew chapter 10, verse 32. He said, whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father which is in heaven. Let me stop right here. Let me stop right here. I want to bind the lie of the spirit of the spirit of the adversary right now in Jesus' name. Oh, my friends don't want to hear about Jesus. Oh, I don't want to lose my network of people if I talk about Jesus. Oh, I don't want to do those things about Jesus. Listen to me. Amen? That's not God speaking, that's the devil. Hello? And if your network of relationships aren't following you because you're following Jesus, you probably don't need to hang with the network of relationships. Amen? You know, God's called us to be in this world, but not to be of this world. Amen? We're not afraid to talk about anything else. Boy, you want to see him talk about stuff? Look at the politics on Facebook. Oh, my goodness. Choking one another. But Jesus said this. But whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father, which is in heaven. Amen. Hey, we don't have to be. Ashamed of our boldness in Christ Jesus. Amen. He says to you and I, in Romans chapter 10. Don't worry, guys. It's getting close to the end. Loosen up. It's all right. The Lord challenges us in areas. Hallelujah. You know, remember this, that I'm speaking Jesus is in God's word. I'm not speaking my word. It's God's word. And the Apostle Paul said this in Romans 10, verse number 8. He says, but what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. Thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, shall believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on me, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. In Romans chapter 1, verse number 16, the Apostle Paul said this. He said, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It's the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and then also to the Greek. Amen. I love what John the Beloved writes in John 4. I think it's interesting. That's kind of cool. I think, now, the confession we're looking for, all I'm asking you to do, your pastor's asking you to do this, just come and see. You don't have to tell them anything else about it. You don't have to describe what we got going on. All the Lord is instructing us to do is ask people, say, come and see. That's all you're asking them to do. And then you're not putting it on you. You're not putting it on someone else. You're letting God just to be God and manifest himself. Because John, the Beloved, says in 1 John chapter 4, verse 15, he says, whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him, and he in God. And we know, and we have known and believed that the love that God hath to us, God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love. But perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. And you know, when I was looking at this, and I was looking at the woman at the well of Samaria, and the way that God used her to reach the city, and all those that were saved and met Jesus went on her account, and all she said is, come and see. Hey, he just said, come and see. Come and see. Amen? So what is the Lord saying to us in closing today? Come and see. Hello? Come and see. He's called us, you know, in John chapter 6, in closing. We might have three or four of them if we get to where we're going. John 6. Verse 68, then Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. And we believe and are sure that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. So in closing today, first and foremost, are you sure? Are you sure if you died today, God forbid, that you would be in heaven? Are you sure if the trumpet sounded today that you would be raised to the glory? You know, first and foremost, is when we put our trust in Jesus Christ, he wants us to have confidence and know who we are in Christ. And that as his children, he's called us to witness, to waken a world that's dying, to answer all their wonder. See, and we live in a world where everything is questioned. We live in a world where there's so much deception in the things of God. There's so much confusion because one party says this and another party says that, and everyone's confused. God is not the artist of confusion. God does everything decently, and he does it in order. So he says that we're not to wonder, that we serve the God of all wonders. You know, just this week I was in the park and I was running and it was sun shining and I looked up to the sun and it was so bright and I was seeing all these different colors in my eyes. The Lord told me to look at the sun. And I was looking at the sun and it just started, there was almost a rainbow that happened in my eyes. Then the Father said to me, he said, do you recognize and realize, son, that that sun that you're looking at is 93 million miles away? And yet its brightness fills the atmosphere. He said, my glory is brighter. Hello? Hello? My glory is brighter. God wants you to understand, no matter what you may be facing, no matter what you may be going through, that the glory will outweigh it. That he's got a call in your life and he isn't going to change his mind concerning you. And all he is saying to you and I, will you change yours concerning me? Will you trust me? I'm the one that created that sun, and I named every star by name. And I set the universe in place. And I set this earth to revolve so they would have day and night and seasons. And there's seasons in every one of your lives. We go through some rainy seasons and we go through some dry seasons. But God says even in your dry season, I'm the rain. I'm the water. It's my spirit that will refresh you and will renew you. Everything that you're going through has purpose and a plan. Even the adversary, the things the adversary brought, I'm going to use for my glory. Amen. Amen. I'm going to use it for my glory. The things that the adversary sent to try to break you, I'm going to use them to bless you. Amen. I'm a God of turnaround. I'm a God that turns things around. And God wants us to turn around. God wants us to arise as His church and be a light in this dark world and go out and share the love of God with a lost and dying world. And all He's asking us today to do is this. Come and see. Bow your heads and let us pray. Father, we're so grateful for Your word. I'm grateful that You sent Your word to accomplish what You sent it to the house to do. Just pause it for a moment. If you're here today and you're not 100%